I don't know shit about crypto, but I keep hearing about this BGC podcast.
Get money in crypto. Money in crypto.
You heard of Bitcoin. Send that bread, my nigga.
And the Tate campaign appreciates your support.
Welcome back, y'all. It's the Big Game in Crypto podcast. Your host, Crypto Keys. Listen, man, big crypto gems as usual. A little delay on 73, but look, we here. Let's get into it, y'all. Big Game in Crypto. First topic, y'all, we're going to hop into Market Watch, give you a little Coinbase update. Now it states that Coinbase's stock soars after the crypto platform swings to profit as the risk-on activity resumes. Now it states that Coinbase Global Inc. shares jumped 14% in extended session Thursday after the crypto trading platform swung to a quarterly profit and reported revenue well above Wall Street expectations, saying they benefit from a risk-on activity in the markets. Coinbase earned $273 million, or $1.04 a share in the fourth quarter, versus a loss of $557 million, or $2.46 a share in a year-ago quarter. Sales rose to about $954 million from the $620 million a year ago. Analysts polled by FactSet expected Coinbase to report its earnings of 2 cents a share on the sales of $826 million. In a letter to its shareholders, Coinbase executives say that they saw a sharp increase in the crypto asset volatility akin to the early 2023 in the crypto asset prices. That was most likely thanks to the approval of Bitcoin spot ETFs, abroad expectations around improving economic conditions in 2024, which contribute to broadly in the capital markets to a risk on activity, it said. Next topic, y'all, we're going to hop into an article by Bleeping Computer. Now it states that North Korean hackers now launder stolen crypto via Yomix Tubler. Now it states that the North Korean hacker Collective Lazarus, infamous for having carried out numerous large-scale cryptocurrency heists over the years, has switched to using Yomix Bitcoin Mixer to launder stolen proceeds. According to a report from blockchain analyst company Chain Analyst, Lazarus has adopted its laundering process after government sanctioned multiple Bitcoin mixing services the threat actor used. The firm says that Yomix has seen massive influx of funds throughout 2023. They are not attributed to popularity increase, but rather Lazarus activity. And if you ain't hip with Bitcoin mixers, pretty much just washing your bills. Like I said, this is the second state of the internet. You don't see too much of this going on out here in, you know, plain sight at least. But it's definitely a dark web game. Big game.
Purchase your tracks today.
Next topic, y'all, let's hop into some NFT updates. Now the game from this is coming from Decrypt, states that NFT lender Arcade reveals airdrop for Ethereum, Solana, and Bitcoin collectors. The airdrop of 3 million ARCDs will benefit holders of certain Ethereum, Solana NFTs, and Bitcoin ordinal collections. It says that Arcade, the Ethereum-based DeFi protocol for NFT lending, will launch its next airdrop of its native ARCD token next week, the company says. On February 21st, bundles of 750 ARCD tokens will be airdropped to 4,000 lucky holders of the select NFT and Bitcoin ordinal collections frequently used as a loan on collateral on Arcade. Some 2,000 wallets holding Ethereum-based NFTs, Pudgy Penguins, Lil Pudgies, and Sappy Seals will be randomly selected from the airdrops allow list. Another 2,000 wallets holding either Solana-based Mad Labs, or Bitcoin, Inscribe, Ordinal Collections, Bitcoin Puppets, Node Mokes, and RSICs will also be selected from random from the whitelist. The airdrop snapshot will be taken 2 days prior on February 19th. Users in several countries, including the United States, will not be eligible to participate in this airdrop. Big gang. Last topic, y'all. We're going to talk about the NFT artist Nina Chanel Abney. Now, the game from this is coming from ArtNet. States that Nina Chanel Abney is Yuga Lab's first punk in residence. The NFT company's new program invites artists to ponder, what does punk mean to you? Says that Yuga Lab, the Web3 company behind NFT Trailblazers, CryptoPunks, and Board A Yacht Club, has unveiled a new collaborative initiative called Punk in Residence. The new program aims to redefine fine art by collaborating with established IRL artists to create innovative digital works using blockchain technology. Each chosen artist in the residence will bring a new practice or perspective, regardless of whether they have prior experience in Web3. The starting point for each artist is the question, what does punk mean to you? Nina Chanel Abney will be the first to step up. The Chicago-born artist is known for her vibrant, large-scale paintings exploring the intersection of contemporary culture, race, gender, sexuality, and global politics. With the works of Whitney's collection and solo exhibits at the ICA Miami and in Tokyo. And if y'all want to tap in with Miss Nina Chanel, make sure y'all on Twitter. Her ad is at Nina Chanel Abney. Go check out that good work, that good culture art. And like I said, y'all want to thank y'all for tapping in with the Big Game and Crypto Podcast, your host once again. If you ain't tapped in with the BGC chat, make sure you're doing that. Definitely put the charts and stuff, got gems in there, crypto, little pumps, whatever you're looking for, man, I throw them in there. At your own leisure, do your own research, like I said, giving game. Episode 73, crypto, a no-go. Like I said, Big Game, no shorts. Till next time, man, y'all be safe.
Big Game and Crypto Podcast.